Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from Los Angeles. I'm Jenny Tapp here with Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, but good old time. Oh, the Raiders.
I hate taking vacation because I go away and I get refreshed and I get revitalized and then I come back the first day and I just unleash all over this poor man. It's not fair to you for me to take a vacation.
I hate taking vacations because I don't have anybody to beat down on the
daily
basis. Yeah.
When do you ever beat anybody
down? I beat you down every day.
Oh, really?
Start the day.
Here we go. This would be the first day ever in 3 years.
Some pent-up energy. A busy show today, guys. Should we be surprised that the Raiders GM called out Antonio Brown publicly? Yep. And our Kyler Murray struggles in the second preseason game.
Uh-oh.
A
Skip.
Big
deal. We'll go there. But first, we are going to start with Skip's Cowboys. Mm. Ezekiel Elliott is still holding out. We went on break, and he's still not back. But a report came out Saturday that the All-Pro running back was seen on a flight to Dallas. Meanwhile, the Cowboys had their second preseason game, and backup running back Tony Pollard ran for 42 yards and a touchdown. Jerry Jones already praised Pollard last week, saying he would be capable of carrying the load in Zeke's absence. Mm-hmm. After the game on Saturday, Jerry had even more high praise for the rookie running back at Zeke's expense. Take a listen.
Zeke who?
Don't tell. He's got your camera.
We're having fun. We're having some fun. Not at your expense. If he continues this through the next several weeks, he's going to be right in the middle of it early.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll really complement what we're doing with Zeke.
Okay.
Not replace that.
Right.
And I mean that. Not replace it. And nobody's be getting cute here.
What a comedian Jerry is. Shannon, do you think Jerry was serious?
No, I do not believe Jerry Jones was serious. Skip, but you know when you're dealing with a serious matter, sometimes jokes are really perceived in a very negative light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't matter whether or not he was joking. How does Zeke take it?
Mm-hmm.
Skip, I believe Bob Myers on that podium, I believe he was joking.
About Kevin
Durant. About Kevin Durant.
Yep.
But that's not how Kevin Durant perceived it.
I think he was half joking, but go ahead.
Maybe you're right. Yeah. How does Zeke perceive this, Skip? And that's the ultimate question. He's like, oh, so you really believe Pollard can replace me? Mm-hmm. You really believe that he can do what I do?
Mm.
Come on, Jerry.
Mm.
Now, you know, in 2 to 3 years, I led the league in rushing, and I averaged more yards per game even the year that I missed 6 games and would have led the league in rushing again had I played all 16. And here's a guy that's never been an every down back because, as a matter of fact, on the field, who was his opposite was, I think Harold is his name. They shared carries at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So now you want to talk about...
You mean Darrell Henderson.
Darrell Henderson, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I said Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
Darrell Henderson.
Yeah.
So you want me to believe a guy that split carries basically his entire career in college can come in and be a bell cow in the NFL? Jerry, I was a bell cow at Ohio State.
Mm.
You saw what I did against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You saw what I did in the Big Ten Championship. You saw what I did to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So you know I can carry the mail,
mm-hmm.
but you're feeling good about yourself because the guy went for 5 rushes, 42 yards against a team that was playing without 20 of the 22 starters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys, Skip, this is a very, very cruel business. There's 90 guys on rosters currently. 36 of those guys are going to be applying for other jobs. They're not going to make NFL rosters. Now, some might get picked up on other rosters, make the practice squad.
Mm.
But 36 guys of the guys that's on this current Rams roster won't be there in another week.
Mm.
And Mike Pollard had an unbelievable game against those guys.
So you don't even know his name. It's Tony.
Tony Pollard.
Yep. See, you just dismissed Tony Pollard. Get it right because you're going to have to say it right all year long.
You know why, Skip
Tony
Bayless?
Pollard.
You know why?
Yep.
Because you and everybody else knows that you're not going anywhere without Zeke Elliott.
I don't know that, actually.
See, okay.
After
see,
Saturday night, okay. I don't
you
know
see,
that.
You see, Skip Bayless, you fall into that same trap as Jerry Jones. Now, you're going to be sorry, Skip Bayless. And then you're like, he sabotaged our season. I know, you know what's coming, Skip. I don't believe Jerry Jones, and he said it. I'm just joking here. I'm joking.
Yeah.
But Clarence said, he got you on camera. I know you were joking, but how is Zeke, after seeing you, how is he going to take it? It doesn't matter what you and I think, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
What does Ezekiel Elliott think?
Saturday night was advantage Jerry Jones.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Maybe he was slightly overreacting. Maybe I'm slightly overreacting now, but I don't think so. And I don't think Jerry was really kidding. I'll go half kidding, but not total kidding, because he saw what I saw that you did not see on that field in Hawaii on Saturday evening against what there was of those Rams.
Yeah.
And you're right, it was a bunch of backups,
sure.
Not studs. Most of the studs did not play. But what did we see? What did my eye test tell me on Saturday evening? It told me exactly what I told you right after last April's draft. The next Monday after the draft, I told you, hey, in the fourth round, I think Dallas got a steal in Tony Pollard. Because I told you, I didn't watch a lot of Memphis, but I watched two games last year. And he leaped off my screen. Mm. And I got you. Darrell Henderson was the bell cow. He was the between the tackles battering ram because he goes about 5'8", 205, and he's built short and squat, and he runs angry. And he right. ran angry on Saturday yes. evening against the Cowboys. I got you. I think Memphis made a big mistake because they used Tony Pollard as the lightning to that thunder. They used him as much as a receiver, a slot receiver, as they did as any kind of between the tackles back.
They treated him more like Kamara, and they treated
that is correct.
Henderson more like Ingram.
Okay. Dallas thinks it got its Kamara. But more important, the Cowboys believe that they got their Dak Prescott of running backs in the fourth round. They stole Dak in the fourth round. But no matter what you think of Dak, he is a starting quarterback in this league,
yeah.
whether you think he's elite or not.
Right.
But to get a starting quarterback in the fourth round is
you can live
pretty
with that.
Great,
yes.
right? Okay. I think they just got a starting quality running back in the fourth round. And he's going to make a grand total this year of $797,000. So he makes almost a quarter of a million less than $1 million this year. And going forward over the next 4 years, he makes a grand total of $3.2 million. That's why Jerry on Saturday night was, as they say in Arkansas, feeling his oats. That's why he
well, you
was
know you could
feeling
trade,
himself.
Skip, you know you could trade Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
There's a market for Zeke okay. right now.
I am not saying, as Jerry pointed out, that Tony Pollard is better or will ever be better than Ezekiel
you know what
Elliott.
You're saying.
But guess what he will do? I believe Zeke watched that game. I don't know that for sure. They said he was flying back to
yep.
Dallas. I don't know. But I just believe he watched that game. And I believe that deep down, even though he won't admit it probably publicly or even to a friend of his, I think it will speed his return to the Dallas Cowboys because he saw a kid who can play. I told you he can play, and we saw he can play. And again, the Rams said, we're taking the teammate of his early in the third round. Dallas waited until late in the fourth round, and they stole Tony Pollard. At worst, or let's do worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the 2 to Zeke's 1,
okay.
as in 1-2 punch, as in a little bit more lightning to Zeke's
why is that, Skip? Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones said Zeke who? So why wouldn't Zeke be 2 to Tony Pollard's 1?
Okay, Zeke has made waves and sent signals that he just might be willing to miss a couple of real games.
Yeah.
Guess what I saw Saturday night? My team can win those first two games, Giants at home, at Washington. They can win it with Tony Pollard running the football.
Skip, here's the thing, though. The thing is that Dallas played really well. When their defense can dominate, they only play probably around 31-32 minutes. That means your defense that's undersized, but they can put pressure on the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
gets off the field.
Okay.
Your front line, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
You know DeMarcus Lawrence had shoulder surgery.
Yep.
He might
He's
not
about
be,
to come back. I think he might be able to play Thursday night.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
you
I
hope
think,
so?
I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
What about Robert Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
What about DeMarcus
Good.
Lawrence?
All right.
Well, I'm not DeMarcus Lawrence. Randy Gregory.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not going to play.
Oh, so now all of a sudden, Skip, remember, you can be really, really good if your defense doesn't take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you old break. I told you, Tony Pollard, my eyes. Skip, mm-hmm. your eyes told you what you wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to see Tony Pollard play well because you want that to try to put some pressure on Zeke to hurry him back.
Mm.
Zeke is unmoved
mm.
because Zeke says, you know what, no matter what you think of me, and my behavior off the field has been less than exemplary,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being kind.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that's non-debatable is my ability to carry the football down in and down out, game in and game out.
Mm.
I haven't missed a game because of injury.
Mm.
And if you think for 1 second Tony Pollard or any other Pollard can carry the football like me, Zeke Elliott, you're sadly mistaken, Jerry. But you know what, Jerry? I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to give you an opportunity to show that that fourth round pick is what you think he is.
Okay.
Because I'm going to shut this thing down.
Go ahead and dig in and take your fines and miss your checks.
No, 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 okay,
that's fine with me.
What are you worried about if we miss a check?
Okay.
Hey, you, right. Okay, well, then take these debate losses and miss the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You better, hey, Skip, you better not miss them playoffs.
Okay, so what did we see? What did your eyes tell you, Mr. Sharp, Mr. Hall of Famer? Let's go back to Saturday evening, shall we? Let's go back to 2nd and 22 from the 3-yard line.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you not back? Backed up in jail, and let's see what Tony Pollard looked like right out of the gate here. Oh, wait a second. Oh, I see easy acceleration. I see effortless acceleration. I see a glider who just glides into his run and has that easy make you miss.
Did you see that middle?
Easy make you miss.
Did you see that linebacker take that horrible angle?
Wiggle.
Did you see that? So we're going to deal with it.
Like effortless, subtle wiggle. This guy can just flat out run.
Look at this guy. Where's the guy? Where's linebacker going, Skip?
And what did I tell you? He's got even better hands than Zeke does because the best thing he does is catch the football. And if we could see the next play, which ends up being a first and 10 at the 49, Tony Pollard catches the football. Just effortless. What he did at Memphis, and it was their mistake, he caught it almost as much as he ran it. But that's fine with me because we can utilize him catching the football.
Skip, you do realize that Zeke Elliott had 77 catches.
Yeah, I know.
He's worked extremely hard.
This kid had 79 last year at Memphis in his last year there.
So
and by the way, could we just cap this off by watching the touchdown run? This offense has had a hard time scoring in the red zone in preseason games. That wasn't hard. Look at this. That's what Jerry and the coaches have been seeing in camp practices that we got to see in live game action, albeit against the backup.
No.
You can just see it. What do your eyes tell you right there? What does that say? Whoops, whoops, whoops. You're in trouble, you're in trouble, you're in trouble. That's what that says.
No, he just had a 14-yard touchdown run. Woo. Against backups.
Okay.
Come on, Skip.
They're not backups to backups. There's some first teams out there.
No, they were not.
Some second
teams. No, they were not.
So now you want to say
some first team was out there. Skip, look, I get it. I get what Jerry's trying to do. Jerry is trying to build the young man's confidence. And that's what you should do.
Sure.
A rookie, he's going to be
The young man is building Jerry's confidence. They just gave him a chance to run the football. Remember, they went and got Alfred Morris. They brought him back.
Right.
He was a quality Mike Shanahan special, right?
Yes, and he played in Zeke's absence. He rushed for almost 800 yards in Zeke's absence.
He does not have the suddenness he used to have.
No,
so he's not the answer.
Well, he was really never sudden. He was just a one-cut guy that runs downhill. But, Skip, when you look at Zeke, we know Zeke's a bell cow back for the simple fact he's led the league in rushing twice. But I believe that he's worked extremely hard on his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. So now that's an added bonus. Mm. But one thing that goes unnoticed – for a running back that barely gets talked about until your quarterback gets a helmet in his back or under his chin is the running back blitz pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that for granted.
He missed one.
Oh, he missed one. Oh, guess
Tony
what?
Tony Pollard missed one.
Skip, you miss one in the regular season, and that's Von Miller or that's Khalil Mack. Guess what happened? Your backup. Who's your backup?
Okay. Tony Pollard has not been asked in his life to do much.
That's my point. You're making my point.
He will figure it out because he has proven already to be extremely coachable. He picks it up very quickly.
Dak says, hold on. They've been practicing for 3 weeks. They played a preseason game. Why hasn't he picked it up? Dak says, you know what?
Did he make up for it because he got him out of 2nd 22 jail?
Skip. No.
Right?
Once you get your quarterback hit in the back, you don't make that up. Dak's like, I'll tell you what, until he figures it out, because he figured it out on my time. Mm. But guess who takes that punishment?
Mm.
Me.
Mm. Shannon, I'm sorry to inform you right out of the box as we return from vacation. You are in trouble because my team is loaded.
I feel very good. I feel very good because Dak says I want $34 million with $100 million guaranteed.
Thank you. Does my quarterback look like he's crumbling under the pressure to live up to that kind of money that he's about to get?
Skip, the man dinking and dacking.
So he's dinking and dacking, you say, but he's 9 for 9. And could we see what he did on the first 3rd and 7 the other night? It's right after the first Tony Pollard run. Wait a second.
Which is the underthrow.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Which is an underthrow.
Oh, no, it's a back shoulder throw.
It's a back shoulder throw
right on the money. And what did I tell you about Michael Gallup? He can get deep. And you said, oh, he can. It's Dak and Dunk. Oh, wait a second. For the last eight games last year, Dak was fifth in the league in air distance. How far he threw passes.
I love how you call for one video.
Did we see that again?
No, we don't need to see it again. We saw it the first time.
You know what? I got a statement to make. For a quarterback who can't throw, Dak can sure throw. That's what I tweeted on Saturday night. I love how
you take an isolated incident and you tried to make it a reoccurring thing. Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
He did that in the first.
He dinking and dacking. Yeah. We all know this. Huh. Okay. What about the other eight? You didn't call for any of the other eight. I'm curious.
Okay, well, I'll call for another one. Third and six, another third down conversion at the Rams 24. Oh, guess who? Guess who's back? Jason Witten is back.
The guy
who could outrun Shannon Sharpe barefooted.
He could outrun you barefoot.
Look at that man walking. Look at this. He pushed off.
That's a walkthrough. And look at the DB. Yeah. Look how far the DB. I mean, whoa, it's really Skip. Mm. Why would you continue to backpedal on him, Skip? When was the last time Jason Witten ran a go route from a flex position? Really? The man's running an in-cut. He's running a stop.
I can tell you what it was. It was against Detroit in a playoff game that they stole at Jerry World.
How long ago that be?
That's impressive. That was 2014. That is exactly well done.
Yep. So, Skip, look, I understand what Jerry's doing and what you try to do with these young guys that's coming in, and if you're going to count on them, Skip, you try to build their confidence. And the coaches is one thing. Players say, oh, man, bro, you're doing a really good job. The head coach, oh, your position coach, you're doing good. But the owner. When the owner comes out and says, woo, this kid really has it. This kid is really showing me something. Mm-hmm. That gives him confidence. Mm-hmm. But Jerry Jones is out of all his mind if he thinks that kid can do what Ezekiel Elliott can.
This is not your typical backup back.
Yes, he is. I'm sorry, he is not.
He will contribute as a 1A to Zeke's
If they thought he was so good, they should have took him. Why did they take him in the second round?
Well, why didn't the Patriots take Tom Brady in the first round?
Exactly, okay. Because they didn't know what they have.
Okay, well, who can know? Okay. And then suddenly you get your new toy in training camp and you say, wait a second, he's better than we thought.
I was 1,000% for certain that Ezekiel Elliott behind that offensive line was going to be the Ezekiel Elliott that we see. Okay. I was also 100% for certain he was going to be what we saw off the field, too. But that was so I've been 100% certain twice with this young man. Skip, stop playing. You know good and well Tony Pollard is not Ezekiel Elliott. And guess what? That's why he ain't watching TV. Because Dallas is going crazy, replaying this Jerry Jones. Zeke who?
Oh, for sure.
Zeke who?
They love it.
Oh, Zeke old Rock in Rocky Arsenal. That's his. Maybe turn the TV. We ain't watching this foolishness.
By the way, we have Eric Dickerson coming on a little later, and he's connected closely with Rocky and Zeke, and we'll get some inside info from him.
Yeah.
But here's all I know. Advantage Jerry, because I still think they will get this deal done before the first
game. We ain't getting it done.
But the point you're hoping.
I don't hope nothing.
We can win the first two without Ezekiel Elliott. We could maybe win the first four without Ezekiel Elliott. Because this kid is that good.
Well, Skip, go ahead and trade him.
All of a sudden, again, what do you keep telling me? Jerry's got to sleep with the cell phone underneath. Okay, so if Zeke goes south again during the season and he gets suspended for six games,
Skip.
Are we not better equipped to withstand a six-game suspension now? Yes.
Skip.
That's why Jerry was so excited that he spilled over with Zeke.
Okay. You say Jerry bought the team in 1989, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1989, that's when he purchased the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Name the year in which Jerry Jones could sleep with his phone off since 1989.
Mm.
So he's used to it.
Mm.
You know why Jerry tolerated that?
There's some dead years in there where he probably did.
No, he didn't. But you still have
He wasn't sleeping soundly, but I don't think he had his cell phone on.
No, he didn't. Skip, he might have didn't have the level of talent that was causing the problems like he had with some of those early teams and now that he has with Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always had hell raisers on that roster. Mm-hmm. They just didn't have the names that some of the guys in the early 90s and one Ezekiel Elliott has now.
Mm.
But you knew that when you got him. But you know why Jerry tolerates all that? Because he knows that guy is a ticking 2,000-yard time bomb.
All right. That's why he's so excited.
What?
He's got a much cheaper Zeke in the pipeline.
Let's get
It's in the pipeline. DeMarco to Zeke to Tony Pollard.
And you know what? Normally what would happen, I saw Bill Belichick trade one Drew Bledsoe because he had $100 million on the book, mm-hmm. and he says, I got a cheaper, better version. Mm-hmm. What if you got a cheaper, better version with Tony Pollard, move Zeke?
Maybe he will.
Maybe he would. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, you're talking big and bad right now.
I don't know. Maybe after a year. What does Zeke do? He runs to contact. He looks for contact.
Yes.
How long is he going to last?
That's why he wants that contract.
That's why Jerry is hesitant to give him the contract, because you cannot pay him for what he has done. You have to pay for what he will do.
Exactly.
How long will he do what he will do?
And Zeke says, that's why I need y'all to pay me, because I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do for very much longer.
Oh.
323, 304, 285.
So Jerry should say, yeah, let's wreck our salary cap for the next 4 years for Zeke when he can't live up to it.
And Zeke says, either you wreck your salary cap or I wreck your Super Bowl chances. Yep. Okay. You got a choice. But something getting wrecked. Mm. Something getting driven into the ditch.
Mm.
You want your Super Bowl chances driven in the ditch or you want your salary cap driven in the ditch. But one of them going in the ditch, Skip Bayless, and I hope you got AAA, because ain't nobody coming to help you get out.
You know, Tony Pollard, 6 feet tall and 215 pounds. That reminds me of some kid in New Orleans who plays kind of a hybrid receiver running back. Do you know that kid? Yeah. That's what he reminds me of.
Oh, he ran your Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, he does. And he ran 4.5 at the combine, 4.5 at the combine. But he looks much faster with football under arm. That's why you swing and miss.
Did you go? Hold on. Mm-hmm. Did you go to some exotic island on vacation and a coconut fell on top of your head?
Because
you go talking about that man look like Africa.
All I know is my head is harder than a coconut. That's all
Skip,
I know for sure.
Why do you do, Skip, why you do that?
I see it. I told you. I told you. We've done this topic like 3 times on this show, and every time I've said, be careful, he's coming.
I'm throwing my glass away. I need that kind of. Who was that doctor that did your surgery? Because I'm not seeing what you're seeing.
What did I tell you about Baker Mayfield? And then also.
Oh, shake it back.
Took a year.
And oh, shake it back.
All of a sudden, he's driving me.
Oh, shake and bake. I like shake and bake.
Saying that
But you're not saying shake and bake. Oh, you know, he reminds me of Tom Brady. Mm. Or he reminds me of Drew Reed. No, that's not what you're doing. You're talking about Alvin Kamara is one of the top two or three backs in the league, especially all around. And you're going to say, here's a guy that's had like 15 carries in a preseason game against backups to backups.
Was Alvin Kamara overlooked coming out of college?
Skip.
Yes.
Skip.
Yes.
If you look.
Because he had failed at Alabama and he never even started at Tennessee.
So hold on.
Okay.
The guys behind Derrick Henry, who went for 2,000 Heisman, TJ Yeldon, Kenyon Drake, and another 5-star recruit.
It looks right now like St. Nick made a big mistake, right?
Doesn't it look like he made a mistake?
Yes, Skip.
Look, two things can be true. Yeah. Maybe in that system, Coach Saban likes power downhill backs. That's why Josh Jackson couldn't get on the field, because of he was more of a Alvin Kamara type.
Okay, he got on the field against Oklahoma. I know that.
Yeah. But I'm saying, Skip, you look at Coach Saban's backs, most of those guys are downhill runners.
Mm-hmm.
And Alvin Kamara didn't fit that mold. Mm-hmm. But to say that Pollard is Ezekiel Elliott, Skip, you ought to be ashamed
of yourself. So, Shannon Sharp,
what?
I'm here to tell you that Jimmy Pollard is going to make you eat Jimmy Pollard's throat. Jimmy Pollard.
The Antonio Brown's helmet fiasco looked to be behind him. The wide receiver participated in walkthroughs with the team Saturday, but the All-Pro later found out that he will not be able to wear a more recent model of his helmet after he was informed that it failed safety testing by the league. AB tweeted his displeasure with the ruling, saying, quote, super prejudice, unbelievable. And yesterday, Brown did not show up to camp. Raiders GM Mike Mayock did not mince words in addressing why Brown was absent.
Here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay, but we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in, we're all out. Okay? So we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going. And we hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week 1 against Denver.
Whew. All right, Shannon, are you surprised that Mayock came out this strong calling out AB?
Hell no, he should have come out stronger. Skip, this is supposed to be the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Skip, you know, look, you plan a wedding. Now, they traded a third and a fifth to get AB, a big time, big play potential, has Hall of Fame written all over him.
True.
So you get, and you give him 3 years, $50 million, $30 million fully guaranteed. This the honeymoon. Jenny, if I have a great wedding, I have 150 people at my wedding, an eight-tier cake, and everybody is all happy, and I get to the honeymoon, and all we do is argue for 2 weeks, there's a good chance, Skip Bayless, we probably not going to make it to that old silver anniversary, that 25-year anniversary mark. There's a good chance that the Oakland Raiders and Antonio Brown, Skip, is not going to make it these 3 years. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that's going to be the case.
Yep.
Skip, as simple as this. The NFL instituted a couple of years ago that they were going to test helmets because they wanted the safest helmets as possible. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing the NFL loves more than the thing that they love is money. That's the thing that they hate worse than money is losing money. Mm-hmm. They don't want another $5, $6, $7 billion settlement to come down the pipeline, Skip. Mm-hmm. So they said, we're going to test these helmets. Now, they let certain guys be grandfathered. All the other guys got new helmets.
Okay.
Guys like Tom Brady, grandfather. But guess what Tom Brady's playing with this year in 2019, Skip? Mm. A new helmet.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, grandfather. Guess what he's playing with in 2019, Skip? A new helmet.
And by the way, they don't like it either.
Tom Brady's like, well, hold on. I played in five Super Bowls in this helmet. I kind of like this thing. But dum-dum. A.B., oh, all about him.
It is.
Skip, because you know what's going to happen? Let's just say for the sake of argument. They say, A.B., you can play with that helmet. Mm-hmm. And A.B. gets injured on the football field. Now, tell me what you think is going to happen, Skip. He's going to try to sue the brakes off the NFL. So they're trying to protect him from himself, but he's making it all about himself. Mm-hmm. And therein lies the reason why Skip Bayless the CBA, the players are going to lose again because you got too many guys like AB that only will be willing to think about themselves and not the greater good. Mm-hmm. Because the greater good is for the NFL to put the safest equipment on the field because you're trying to make the game as safe as you possibly can, Skip, but you're trying to make a game that's inherently dangerous to begin with, safe. Mm-hmm. Big men running into bigger men at a high rate of speed. And AB, Skip, what else can they do? And Mike Mayock was correct. Mm-hmm. We've supported him all the way through this process. Okay, he's exhausted. These are the helmets that you can play in. You cannot play in the shut with 2011, 14, 10. It doesn't matter. That helmet will not be certified. Move it along. Mm. And then he had the nerve. Skip, did you see what he tweeted? NFL, what NFL stood for?
I saw it.
Skip. You stand here, and there are a lot of times that African-American guys are coming here, black guys are coming here, stacks, and we joke about things that you and I know we never would say on air. That's a barbershop conversation. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the barbershop and say it stands for N, for life, have at it. You with your boys, but you put that publicly. Do you understand what these owners and general managers are looking at you like?
Yep.
You got to be the dumbest. You know what? In all the NFL. Do you know what other blacks are saying? Dude, you making $30 million over the next 2 years.
Guaranteed.
And you're going to talk about, but I told you this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. See, Skip, everybody jumped on me. And I told you in early 2016, when he went Facebook Live, what I tell him he should do, Skip?
You said cut bait.
You knew right away.
Because I know. Yeah, I remember. If he's acting like this, Skip, with very little money, and at the time, for what he was producing, he was making little money. I said, you watch. You give him money, Skip Bayless? Mm-hmm. Money does not change people. Money makes you more of what you already are. You see what he was when he was in Pittsburgh and he was making $6 million? Now they gave him $16, $17, $18 million. And he's a bigger jerk than what he was in Pittsburgh. And it's only going to get worse. You know why, Skip? What y'all going to do? I got $30 million guaranteed. You can't cut me because that'll be so much dead money on your books. But I hope the Raiders is like, you know what? We were a sucker. Maybe there's another one down the line that'll trade for him. Mm. But this dude.
Mm. Never ending. Mm. Skip?
As you know, I used to love John Gruden. I know him pretty well.
Yes.
I covered his team
Sure.
before he went to Tampa when I was in San Francisco covering the Raiders.
Yes.
I'm liking him less and less after two episodes of Hard Knocks because I'm not liking the guy I'm seeing in Hard Knocks.
Because he's letting this stuff fly.
No, just because he's gone over the edge. He used to have a good combination of good cop, bad cop in him. Yeah. He's got a nice way with players. He can kind of, his repartee with players can be good when he's just kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's less than, maybe they're only showing the negative, but he is getting increasingly negative. Because he won a Super Bowl and he knows he's under extreme heat from the Shannon Sharps of this world to put
produce.
Up, yeah, put up now because you're making $10 million. No, wait. $100 million
for 10 years.
Yeah, $10 million.
So he got 90 more to come.
Okay.
He's doing good.
Unfortunately for John Gruden, everything you said is painfully true because I said the day this deal went down that the Raiders just took a desperate plunge that will ultimately backfire. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's exactly the player John Gruden needs right now and exactly the player he can't coach.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mike Mayock spoke for John Gruden yesterday. He didn't speak for Mike Mayock.
Right.
He's been on NFL Network, being a draft analyst.
Right.
That was John Gruden's from his lips to your ears, right?
Yes.
He was, I'm not saying he's a puppet, but again, John runs that organization.
Absolutely.
Because that's the deal he signed.
Yes.
I want total control of the draft, of any general manager.
Final 53,
decision,
whatever.
Whatever it is, it's my call. Buck stops here. So that was what you were hearing is put up or shut up. Antonio, are you with us or against us?
I'm surprised John hadn't. Look, John's been very supportive. He's like, look, the guy wants a helmet that he feels comfortable in, and we support him. Okay, we've let Skip. I'm just trying to figure out, okay, the guy goes to walkthrough on Saturday, and it looks like everything's a go, and he doesn't show up for Sunday?
Skip, I
play 14 years. Yep. I've never I never saw a guy.
Yeah, I know.
Not miss. I've seen guys late to practice, late to meetings, but I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Skip, you remember what happened when John Gruden was in Tampa and he and Keyshawn fell out? He like, Keyshawn, go home. But I'm done with this.
I looked up the quotes this morning just so I could refer to him because Keyshawn said later that I didn't like the way I was being coached. Huh. I didn't like the way I was being talked to.
Yes.
Because when John Gruden goes over the edge,
yes.
it gets profane and it gets nasty negative.
Right.
He can just obliterate you. And again, he's got no edit button in him. He had it on Monday Night Football,
right.
but in this, you can see some of his blasts. He just relentlessly critical, especially of his quarterbacks.
Right.
But if this guy pushes him too far, he will go over the edge just the way I believe this young man has gone over the social media edge into me-ism.
Yes.
It's all about him. It's all about starring, not winning. It's about AB, not about the
clicks,
Oakland Raiders.
Likes.
Yep. It's all about clicks and likes. So he's got to show up by plummeting to earth in a hot air balloon, right?
Yeah.
Dawn. And then what did I tell you about the first Hard Knocks? What caught my eye at the first team meeting they showed right out of the box?
I remember that.
John Gruden's up there saying, let's all hug each other. And who's the teacher's pet sitting in the front row? Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And I still think John Gruden hadn't bought into Derek Carr. But you could see in the very back of the room, standing in the doorway with a couple of undrafted free agents was number 84.
Right.
Why? Because he's sending the message of, I'm bigger than all this. I don't sit down for team meetings. I don't do team meetings. I'm me. I'm AB.
You were sitting down for team meetings.
Yeah.
There's no way you were standing in the back of the room.
Skip, guys are looking at me.
Yeah, you're the leader.
I'm one of the leaders.
You're the leader.
And when coach is talking, I'm not talking. I'm early. Because the message that I wanted to send, even though I thought rookies would be on their best behavior, what happens when he's no longer a rookie and he becomes the type player that Shannon Sharp is if he sees Shannon Sharp bull jiving?
Yep.
Then he feels that's going to be acceptable. That's going to be a reoccurring theme.
So Shannon Sharp had a responsibility to his teammates to show up healthy as he could be for day one of training camp. AB shows up having undergone a cryotherapy treatment without the proper footwear. How can you do that?
Yeah.
It's just not smart.
No.
You have to wear the proper protection.
Yeah,
on your
feet. Socks and you wear UGG boots.
Yes, you do.
You don't go in there barefooted.
Okay, that's just showing blatant you know, irresponsibility towards your teammate. You come in, you got blisters all, you got frostbite on your feet.
And I said, Skip, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this, and I've seen some blisters. I mean, something, you know, guys wearing seven studs, which is the metal, as opposed to the rubber bottom, Skip. Yeah. And you're not used to practicing those, and you're on your feet 3, 4, 5 hours a day. So you develop blisters. Yeah. I said, Skip, I've never, in 14 years of playing NFL football in college, I've never seen blisters like that. Okay. So I knew it was more than
just. There you go. And how many Spider Y2 bananas has AB been able to run with Derek Carr on the football field?
Zero.
Zero. So we're getting closer now. We're getting to the dress rehearsal third preseason game. And 84 has no real rapport with Derek Carr.
But you know what's going to happen, Skip Bayless? He'll come out there. He'll have a spectacular. And you see, that's why they got him. Mm. And he's going to be short-lived.
Yeah.
Mm. It's going to be short-lived. Because that guy right there, that's the guy that's never going to be happy. It's always going to be something. See, right now it's the helmet. But he'll find another reason.
There'll be something new. It's like a little kid almost. Yeah. Like he's testing, like, oh, how much can I get away with? Should I try something new? Yeah. But at some point, they have to ask him. He's got to stop. It's affecting the morale.
Skip, you remember, I think someone, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when we were on, about Aaron Rodgers, as soon as his play start to slip, they're going to move on. You watch.
Yep.
You watch.
Right.
Zoom.
I know, but they owe him $30
million. It's a lot of money.
They owe him that. Can you imagine what that would accelerate to on that cap? But they don't want that, Skip.
Nope.
I mean, that kind of dead money and the guy's not playing for you. But maybe eventually they'll move on. They'll find a sucker just like they were.
Yeah.
And he'll find something new.
He's all in on AB.
So everyone seemed to pump the brakes on Kyler Murray following his second preseason game. After an impressive 6-for-7 debut the week before, Kyler struggled against the Raiders. Murray certainly looked like a rookie on the field, going 3-of-8 for only 12 yards passing and was sacked twice, including once for a safety. The Cardinals also committed one delay of game penalty and 2 false starts with Murray under center. After the game, Kyler admitted he didn't look good, but also attributed it to only being the preseason. So, Shannon, is Kyler's rough game a big deal or no big deal?
Yeah, Shannon. What?
What is
Whoa, go ahead.
Hold on. You mean to tell me he's not going to the Hall of Fame just yet? You know, they got to get together at the Hall of Fame a couple of weeks. He's not going to be there? Whoa.
Tell me when it's my turn.
It's not your turn just yet, Skip Bayless. Look, Skip, I think what happened was the Raiders gave people a blueprint of how you should attack this young man. Because you look at the Raiders played their starters. And what Kyler Murray had to find out the hard way is that the NFL defenses, they can really run.
Yep.
Especially DNs. If you see how you watch, like, on some of those plays, if Kyler Murray's in college, Kyler Murray's going to scramble and get 40 yards. But those defensive ends, they understand is what NFL term it, is that they flatten out. They don't go to where Kyler Murray is. They go to where he's going to be. Mm. So they're going to meet him at the intersection.
Mm.
Skip, there's something, and you see this. It's starting to happen an awful lot. He don't want that contact. He's going down real easy.
Mm.
You see that, Skip. See, most quarterbacks can take 4 or 5 of those shots a game.
Mm.
I don't know if he can take 1 or 2 of those a game.
Mm.
He's going down really easy.
Mm.
So, Skip, look, I'm not saying that, you know, we should, you know, ring the bell and say this is a national emergency, but I'm just saying, you know, we should probably practice these drills because I got a feeling it's going to come up.
So you think it was a big deal answering Jenny's question? I want to hear you say it was a big deal.
A medium deal.
Big deal. Shannon Sharp is afraid that he's going to have egg on his face if he goes big deal.
Skip, you know why it's a big deal?
Mm.
Let me tell you why it's a big deal.
Okay.
Because the reason why I told you why you needed to pump your brakes,
mm-hmm.
I said he was leaving the best offensive line in college to the worst in the NFL.
Thank you.
And last I checked, hold on. You knew that.
Mm.
You knew he had the worst, and you were still hyping him. Say, he's a generational talent. Mm-hmm. He's transcendent.
Did I say
transcendent? Yeah, you said it. You said it. So, in other words, that same offensive line that he got drafted to, that's what's going to be protecting him in the regular season, and he's going to get hit a bunch.
Mm. So, Jenny, it's funny to me that I have to sit over here on most topics and hear, it's the preseason! Would you just pump your brakes? It's just preseason!
Yeah.
Right?
I've heard that.
Is that what I hear?
Yeah.
I've heard
it all show today.
No, but you saw it the radio.
So why don't we pump our brakes on this preseason?
Oh, no, that ain't what you did the first game.
You're slamming the accelerator to the floor.
No, that's not what you did the first preseason game. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was 4 for 5. Look at the ball come out.
I don't say it's just the preseason. I'm using your argument against you.
Yeah, okay, so are you alarmed?
I am not remotely alarmed because of what happened in this game.
What happened?
It was remotely unfair
happened.
Because Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator of the Oakland Raiders, decided to come out in the second preseason game against a rookie quarterback and just say, here we come.
Yeah.
And while Cliff Kingsbury has been very open about we running a very complex offense, vanilla in the games. In the preseason games, we are going to be vanilla. This was vanilla versus chocolate thunder.
Yeah.
And it was coming from everywhere.
Love it.
And again, you know why it was a big deal to me? I thought it was a great deal for Kyler Murray just to experience what he will experience come game one, because they will try to do that.
No.
And this will give you the game film to go back and say, well, if they do this, we could do that.
Whoa, no.
Yes.
He ain't got to wait to game one.
Yes.
Who they play in next preseason game?
Vikings.
Hey, Skip. Mm-hmm. Guess what Paul Gunther cut his teeth?
Yeah.
Who did he cut him under? Mm-hmm. Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer was the D coordinator in Cincinnati.
Oh.
So guess what Mike Zimmer going to do? I know them.
Guess what Cliff Kingsbury is doing as we speak? They're practicing blitz pickup and blitz options. Hot receivers. And by the way, what have I told you about Kyler Murray? He is a very special athlete.
Fair.
He has the quickest feet I have seen on a football field since Barry Sanders.
Tell.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't tell.
Well, if you can't block 5 guys who are all coming through, who all get loose at the snap, what's going to happen? You can't even get out of your blocks.
I just tried. It was scary.
Okay. If you can block 4 of them and one comes free, let's see the first time he makes that guy miss. And let's see what happens 40 yards later. Let's just see what happens. And let's see how gun-shy Mike Zimmer or Paul Gunther might get when they say, God, he just gashed us for 40 yards.
No.
Okay.
Those guys are good. Those guys can run. Skip.
I told you Baker Mayfield should be the first pick in the draft, and you laughed at me and you said it was
Shaking
Sam Darnold.
I like Shaking Baker.
Oh, now you do.
I like old Shaking Baker.
It took 1 year. I had to sit here Sunday after Sunday last football season. How many Jenny Tapp did I sit over here and hear you say, where was your guy Baker yesterday? Where was he? And now you are trying to drive my bandwagon.
No.
This will also happen with Kyler Murray.
You took the Steelers, so you are Baker's bandwagon. Yeah.
I'm the Steelers. I'm not. I said he's going to have a big year, but I don't think they're quite as good as the Steelers. But I think Baker's team is way, 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 way better than Kyler's team.
Yeah.
Because Kyler's team is the worst team in the NFL, and they still look like the worst team in the NFL on both sides of the ball.
When I'm making an assessment, when I'm trying to grade a player, I have to factor all of that in. And I said that. I said, look, guys, if he was going to a stout offensive line, he's going to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. He's going to the Cowboys, one of these better offensive lines. Okay, maybe you can be on to something. Mm-hmm. Skip, that is the worst offensive line in football.
Okay.
So when you have the worst offensive line, you know what happens to young quarterbacks that get hit a bunch early.
Okay. What happened with Josh Jacobs the other night? He looked like Ezekiel Elliott. Why? Because Arizona's bad on both sides.
Yeah.
Well, this all just heaps pressure on the little starting quarterback.
I don't hear about no pressure.
Yep.
No, you tell me that. No, he's the first guy in North American sports history to get drafted by 2 sports teams in the first round.
True.
He won the Heisman. He did out of yada. I don't hear about no pressure.
True. He also said, I don't feel any pressure.
Oh, I couldn't tell. And you know, and Skip.
Wait, Jenny Taft said she's not worried, so then
he had to experience it sometime. It might as well be that game.
Oh, he will get it again. Oh, he gonna get it again whenever they play. Hold on. Now, I remember last week, Jenny, somebody said in college, I don't know, we don't do that. I don't know why guys go to the middle of the field and shake hands and talk to players. Can we pull that up? Do I got that in the can? Mm-mm. Does anybody, we got that?
We remember it.
No. Oh, who is this?
Oh. He didn't need to talk to players. He didn't understand it, but he's learning. He's adapting to the league.
Whoa. I said, you know, my grandfather, you said, boy, if you're not careful, you'll become the very thing you despise the most.
Really?
Maybe Shannon, you heard what you said.
Huh. Oh, Oh.
It was a preseason game.
Oh.
When the real games start, he will not go to the middle of the field.
Don't you? I mean.
And by the way, was that the middle of the field or did AB come over to him?
Hold on. I'm just asking.
You can't be a jerk and just ignore a guy who has to shake your hand.
So the preseason. So what are we doing in the preseason? Are we getting ready for what, Jenny?
The season.
Oh, okay.
Wait, regular season.
Is Oakland in Arizona's division? I don't think so. Are they an arch rival? I don't think so.
My only thing was is that the reason why guys do this, some of these guys, they know each other. Mm. They've trained together in the offseason. They might have played together in college.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
I don't think AB knew Kyler.
Yes, they were throwing together. Remember in Arizona, they were throwing together, he and Hollywood and AB?
Yeah, they have a relationship because of Hollywood, I think, is where the connection goes back to college. So I think he did work with him.
Yep.
So anyways, but
you can't
ignore him if he comes over.
Yes, you can.
Guys, we're moving on.
You do it all the time.
Shannon, you're going to be wrong again on this.
We'll have more Kyler again. The Patriots might have some receiving help on the way for Tom Brady. Josh Gordon was conditionally reinstated by the NFL on Friday after an indefinite suspension. Gordon was placed on the non-football injury list following his reinstatement, but he won't be able to participate in any team practices until he passes a physical. A statement from Bill Belichick was released on the team's website Saturday, saying this: for the past 8 months, Josh's situation has been entirely a league matter. When Josh returns to our program, we will evaluate the entire situation and do what we feel is best for Josh and the team. So, Shannon, how much will Josh Gordon help Brady and the Patriots?
Skip, I must be got a different definition of indefinite. Is it indefinite 3 months or 4 months? Is it six months? Because I keep seeing indefinite suspension, and it lasts about 6 months. Mm. I'm missing something here.
Then we need Randy Gregory back today.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Skip, I think it's going to help for the simple fact he's a body. Mm. You know, Julian Edelman is out. N'Keal Harris.
You just called Josh Gordon a body?
Skip.
Until he proves to be otherwise, though. Skip.
You know he's not. You saw him running last year.
I thought he was pretty good last year. Tom Brady loves it.
Skip, he does. Tom loves everybody, though. That's oh, golly gee, with Tom. He loves everybody. Guy never has anything bad to say. But I think because, look, okay, N'Keal Harry is a rookie. Edelman and Demaryius Thomas, they're on the pup. DT might not even make the ball club. Mm-hmm. And so Philip Dorsett, you're asking on guys that at some point in time, Jesus didn't turn water into wine every day.
Well, he could have.
I mean, I'm saying, but they're asking Tom Brady to keep turning, as you say, the guy in these Southeast into NFL receivers.
Hey, you three guys come down out of the stands.
Open tryouts.
Yeah. At some point in time, Skip, it's like, even Tom is not going to be able. But look, Josh Gordon is not the same receiver that he was in Cleveland. Mm. Skip, you can't keep missing a year, year and a half, 2 years, being suspended 8 games, 5 games, 10 games. Mm. Eventually, that catches up with you. Mm. He's getting, what is it, I think 29 now?
Yep.
So, will he help? I think he gives a Tom a big target to throw the ball to. He doesn't have to be perfect because he has a huge catch radius.
Yep.
But, Skip, I don't know what the guy's going to have. Mm. I mean, at some point in time, in the NFL, Skip, the NFL doesn't want to seem harsh. Because dealing with these issues now, it seems to be employers have a better understanding and they want to be as empathetic as they possibly can. But at the end of the day, as Bill Belichick said, this is a Josh Gordon situation. Mm. And until he figures it out, Skip.
But everybody on that team, at least the ones who get quoted, they love them some Josh Gordon. They believe in him as a young man. Mm-hmm. That's why Belichick kept him in-house, kept him in the fold, right?
Right.
Okay, I am here to tell you that the guy that I support the most on this show, Tom Brady, is in some trouble right now because his degree of difficulty at receiver is rising through the roof as he has turned 42 years of age because obviously there's no Gronk, at least for now, maybe not until December, who knows.
Well, Gronk better go back in the weight room if he's thinking about coming back.
Okay, you could be right. Edelman, broken hand, has not come back yet. I don't know what his ETA is.
Right.
N'Keal Harry, I told you, I love that on draft night that they went ahead and took a receiver late in the first round, and he's got some foot injury. He hasn't been playing. Josh Gordon, there's no timetable for him to actually be back on the football team yet. And Demaryius, you talked about, coming off Achilles reattachment. I don't know what his – I don't even know if he'll make the team.
Right.
Okay.
So you got Philip Dorsett and – So and Dontrell Inman asked to be released.
He got released. He asked for it. And, again, you got kids Braxton Berrios and – Jacoby Meyer. That's all they got right now.
Right.
So Tom, who thrives on connection with his receiver, right, on timing, mm-hmm, on reps, he's getting no reps. And I was a little suspicious because in game two 1 year ago, guess how many reps that he got in that game? Game two last year, he played 39 snaps and threw 26 passes,
right,
in that game. This game two, he played none. Game one, he obviously, yeah, played none.
Right.
And I'm getting a little suspicious. What's Belichick doing to him now? Why? Well, come on. Why don't you play Tom Brady?
Because he's
bit?
Like, I ain't gonna play without with those guys.
Okay. Well, is that what's going on? Yeah, they said he looked sharp in two camp practices, right, against Tennessee. They're gonna play Thursday night. Let's see if he plays. But he's going to throw to whom? Braxton Berrios?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, that's to say, you said okay. You said Jesus could turn water into wine every day if he wanted, okay, to. Well, Tom Brady might need to make miracles happen,
okay,
every Sunday in order for them to have a legitimate chance of winning. Because, Skip, like you said, his degree of difficulty is getting more. Mm. Like I said, I mean, look, you asking a rookie, and Nikhil Harry might be special, but you're asking him in that offense. Rookies don't normally play very prominent roles,
especially
at the receiver position. Now, Gronk's an outlier, you know, but I don't look Gronk as a receiver. But I'm saying normal receivers, Skip, they normally struggle, especially the first year or two with Tom. Mm. We're going to find out.
Doesn't get easier as the guy gets older.
We'll
have to see.
We'll come back.
Come back to who?
Come back to the Patriots. Play for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. At this point, anyone would help. No, you're good?
You're good.
You're good here. All right, we appreciate that. LeBron and the Lakers are in the market for a new center after DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL last week and is expected to miss the entire season. Oh, such bad news. Reports are saying that LA is interested in bringing back Dwight Howard, who is currently on the Grizzlies roster. Memphis has reportedly granted the Lakers permission to talk to Howard, which could result in the big man making a return to Hollywood. Shannon, would Dwight Howard be a good fit for the Lakers for LeBron? What do you think?
Yes, Skip, because they need another true center, a five-position player, very badly, because that's the position that Boogie was going to play. He and JaVale, I don't know how they were going to start. Was JaVale going to start? Boogie comes off the bench. Boogie start, JaVale comes off the bench. But they need another big. And this would be a great opportunity for Dwight Howard to change some of the perception around him.
Yep.
Skip, he only played a handful of games last year. I'm looking at, I think he played like nine games last year.
He had back surgery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in 25 minutes, he was averaging 13-9. Skip, a couple of years ago, he was 16-12.
Yeah.
And so I still believe he can give you great production for the amount of minutes that you're going to need him to play, Skip. Mm-hmm. You're not asking the Dwight Howard to be a Dwight Howard that went to the NBA Finals, the Dwight Howards that were three-time Defensive Player of the Year, because he's not that. Injuries have robbed him of that. The back surgery, the shoulder surgery, the knee surgeries. And it was disappointing because, Skip, when you saw him come out, the shoulders on that guy, the athleticism that he possessed, it's hard to believe that there have been three or four centers that had more athleticism than Dwight Howard. But his game never evolved. Mm-hmm. And what happened is when he started to lose athleticism, it really started to show. And then people didn't think he was taking the game serious.
Yep.
He was more interested in taking trick shots with backpacks on his shooting three-pointers. Skip, stop laughing. Shooting three-pointers than developing this game. But, Skip, I believe if Dwight Howard could come in and play, say, 25 minutes a night and give you 13-9, because that's all they were going to ask from Boogie, somewhere between 15-8. They were not asking Boogie to be what he was in Sacramento or what he was in New Orleans, because the opportunities weren't going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe Dwight Howard can protect the rim. JaVale McGee can protect the rim. Anthony Davis is a tremendous defender. Danny Green's not the defender that he once was, but he still can defend a little bit. And then you hear all these guys at the USA basketball tryout say, Kyle Kuzma can be a very, very good defender.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe this would be a great move, Skip, and they need another big. And I believe with LeBron, did you hear what he said? I think he was on some talk show, Dwight Howard was. He said he thanked Kobe, although he didn't know it at the time, that he thought he was giving maximum effort, but he was bull jiving. And Kobe was trying to point that out.
He was.
And sometimes, Skip, you have to go a lot of different places before you realize that the ultimate place that you should have been happiest in, you weren't. Six teams in 8 years? Skip, that should have never happened to a guy like Dwight Howard.
3-3.
That should have never happened.
That's a good
Skip, at one point in time, he was the best center in the NBA. The guy was giving you 22 and 14, dominating both ends of the court. And then, but I like the move if, if this were to happen.
Quick point on Danny Green, my friend Danny Green. Yeah. What he did best was defend number two off the court. That's what he did.
Oh, my goodness. There you go, Skip.
True.
No.
Now he's yours. He's on the Lakers. Way to go. So, quick point on DeMarcus Cousins. Just crushed me when I heard this.
Oh.
He's had so many bad physical breaks that he did not deserve. You don't deserve an Achilles. It just goes.
Yep. And everything's on the same leg.
It's just terrible.
It's just
the Achilles.
Bad to worse. I'm sure it just wrecks his psyche.
Oh, yeah.
He's been rehabilitating injuries for 3 years now.
And got another one.
And he's got another bad one.
Yeah.
Career threatening. And I've been such a fan of his before his draft. I said I would take him over John Wall. A lot of people laugh, but I would have. And he has extraordinary capability. And I thought he was going to be the X factor for LeBron this year because he might evolve right into your starting center.
Right.
And he can do big damage. We saw just stretches against Toronto when he would just take the game over, right?
And he could pass. Skip, he's a big that can pass.
He can pass. And I know you cringe when he shoots threes, but 2 years ago he made 36% of his three-point shots at 6'11" tall.
Yes.
That'll work.
Yes.
And he's got a nice touch, and he's a 70% free throw shooter. And Dwight is a career 57%. So that's what you get stuck with Dwight. So here's my bottom line on Dwight. You know, I was never a fan of his as a starting center. I would be less a fan of his as your backup center. I think he would be a bad fit for your Lakers if, in fact, they have championship aspirations, which they do and should have.
Well, maybe he'll start. And then let JaVale come off the bench.
That would be even worse because, to me, Dwight is a little broken down, and he can talk all he wants about figuring it out and getting it. I just don't think he ever got it because I don't think he has it in him. Whatever drove Shannon Sharpe, whatever that that thing, that pump was inside you, the energy pump that you had, and it pumped your mouth as well as your body, right? But again, Dwight wasn't born with it. He was born with extraordinary shoulders, and he looks the part.
He's a physical specimen.
Hey, is he a physical specimen? And he can roll out of bed and get you those numbers. You talk, his career 17, 13, and two blocks.
We can live
That'll
with
work.
It. Give us that right now. Give us that right now, and I guarantee you we're a champion.
I will guarantee he would be an energy drain on this basketball team because he just doesn't know how to take it that seriously. He never worked hard enough on his game to become anything more than a late-game liability.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
He had no real post move where you could say, we need a bucket. Let's dump it down to Dwight and let him get a bucket the way DeMarcus can figure out how to get a bucket. Dwight couldn't do it. Mm-mm. And all you have to do is foul Dwight and send him to the free throw line because he's going to make one out or two if you're lucky, right?
Yep.
So, again, is that worth rim protection and physical presence. And,
yeah, Skip. You need another big.
Nope.
Okay, who's going to be the other big?
Joakim Noah.
Oh, no.
Yes. Joakim Noah.
Skip.
Energy.
It's legal out here.
Yep.
It's legal out here.
All right. Well, so good. Well, it's legal. All right. It's not legal within the league, supposedly. But they bend that rule all the time, right?
No.
Okay, but he plays hard. He plays hard every second. He would embrace that role of coming in for 12 minutes a game and just lighting it up, just going as hard as he could and crashing and banging and grabbing rebounds and blocking shots. He can do that, and he's a 70% free throw shooter. So to me, on the energy level, on the commitment level, on the emotional level, I'd rather have him coming off my bench.
You know what? If I'm the Lakers and I'm seriously thinking about signing him, I'm going to say, AD, Bron, y'all need to get on the plane.
And
I need you to talk to you. I need you to get a sense. I need you to get a feel of what's going on in this young man's mind. Now, if they come back and say, nah, we ain't messing with Dwight. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. But if they say, hey.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that JaVale's going to be the starting center because he played big last
year. I like JaVale.
Yeah.
I love JaVale.
We had him on the show. He's great. So you're telling me that Dwight Howard, after he's made a grand total of $235 million in his career, which is second only to LeBron and Chris Paul among current players, he's going to embrace the role of being a minimum wage backup player? I just don't
see
it.
But that's what he is.
Huh?
Do you really? Hold on, Skip. There are not very many teams that would allow you to talk to a current player on their roster. So what is Memphis telling you? What are they telling Dwight Howard? Oh, yeah, y'all can talk to him. And anybody else that want to talk to him can talk to him.
Hmm.
Skip, if I got a girl and I say, I don't care if you holler at her, bro, go ahead. I ain't that serious with her. And you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. They just told Dwight Howard, bro, you know, we seen each other, but I ain't really that serious. Cause you go holler at somebody else if you like it. I'm cool with it.
Dwight Howard just in order got dumped by Atlanta, Charlotte,
Washington.
And Washington.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington.
And Memphis. Skip.
And Memphis.
And Memphis. Yeah. Basically, Memphis said, look here, bro, y'all go ahead. And we're going to pay for the date that y'all going to go on.
Go ahead. Huh? We'll help you.
What?
Well, I don't know. Did you have an open relationship?
No.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. No. Ain't that kind of the
news. Well, I don't know.
Don't skip. Hey, look here. This is how I operate, Skip. I like my women like basketball. One-on-one and as little dribbling as possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard you say that.
Yeah, so all that right there, all that, they don't open nothing.
I have never
heard
that.
Did your grandfather say that?
Yeah,
that was not a quote from Grandma and Grandpa.
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know if I can leave it on that. Jeez.
Okay, if you sign Dwight Howard, I say good
luck. Oh, we got a championship.
Good luck. Oh, so that's that.
Championship.
That's the missing
that
link.
That secures it.
Championship.
It's over.
Oh, yeah, Dwight Howard will give
us. Really?
Dwight Howard's in like 15, 18 minutes a night. Give us something like 10 and 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't wait for the season to start.
And I can't wait till LeBron just throws a fit about Dwight Howard. Because LeBron's got a little Kobe in him. He ain't Kobe, but he's got a little Kobe in him. Oh. Kobe just was completely alienated from the start.
You know, right? You know, Goat James. Goat has no contemporaries. He has no peer.
Kobe, LeBron.
There you go. See, you ruined every conversation. We were having a great conversation, ruined it.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. We're back same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening.